Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi! You guys, Dave has an explanation for why he's wearing what he's wearing.
I don't know if it's a good explanation,
it's an explanation.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome. Welcome to the show, the Top Chef After Show. Guys, we're the Gordons. This is Top Chef After Show on AfterBuzz. This is episode 9. It's called Cabin Fever. I think that's something we can all relate to.
Very relatable. I think they probably changed the name after.
Oh, I think they were thinking how apropos it was for both a episode set in the mountains at a summer camp. Spoiler alert, it was October when they shot this. And what America's facing, cabin fever. This is my intro for my husband. He's gotten so adept at ordering Amazon in bulk that I've heard him say, sort by Prime in his sleep. Thank you. You didn't hear that before?
No, I had not heard that before.
Dave. Yeah.
Is it true?
No, you do talk in your sleep sometimes, actually.
Anything good?
Like narrating baseball games is very confusing.
Fair enough. And this is Anne. And it turns out, great news for me, since becoming a reality TV star, she hasn't changed at all.
Is this my better side? No autographs, please.
She's guys, just doing this for the camera. She's
guys,
only done it like 4 times since yesterday.
Guys, first of all, cheers. Please spill this with more than one ice cube.
Yeah, it's embarrassing that we're drinking with ice, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, as some of our trolls have said, we do like to drink a crisp white. Think about that. Guys, this is episode 9, Top Chef All-Stars, and there is a very special guest star this week. Me and 199 of my closest lady friends who are amazing women first and foremost and also happen to be mothers of smaller humans. We gathered in the mountains outside LA for little R and TC, which is recreation?
Yeah, sure.
And Top Chef. So the chef testins did not disappoint, except for that dry biscuit and that weird boring salad and the rubbery shrimp. But hey, when all you have to cook with are the ingredients of the pantry of a summer camp, you make do or you make heavenly carrot salad.
And I would add,
talking about you, Voltage.
The pantry of a summer camp in the fall.
This is very, it's not even on season. So gather around, kids, and hear Malarkey tell a tale about the chefs who steal each other's service stations and have Padma obviously ominously warn them to not break a thumb while they all throw snacks at each other. In the woods, it's each chef for themselves and 200 brunch mimosas for me and my buddies. This is Top Chef, the after show.
Eat or be eaten.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, will you? Listen
Please.
To our show that becomes a podcast magically through the internet. Just do what you want to do. Just, you know, live your life. Live life, love. Guys, what dish, top of the episode, what dish does this episode remind you of and why? Why? Please.
I mean, this was pretty apropos. I spent my formative years at sleepaway camp, so it reminded me of a meal that you would eat at camp, but specifically Friday night Shabbat dinner.
It was a specific.
It was elevated.
Dinner. You didn't tell me that before.
Yeah, it was a little bit fancier.
It was elevated.
You got dressed up.
Okay. Oh, what? Is this like Hogwarts?
As a 10-year-old might.
What does dressed up mean, though?
You might wear khaki shorts instead of Umbros.
But cargo.
Extra yeah, pockets. Probably. That's probably around the time that they were. Exactly. You can smuggle the challah back to your room.
Exactly.
You got matzo ball soup. You got roasted chicken, roasted potatoes. It was the meal that you look forward to every week, but it didn't quite deliver. But it was better.
Mine is the same as what you're going to say, except not about camp, but is about camp.
But it was better than the average camp meal. So
did they like
for
bring
that alone,
in
it was good.
Better food for it, or they just tried harder?
I think they just tried harder. You had to say like special prayers and stuff. It was pretty intense.
Do you want to talk about why you're wearing your scarfie?
Sure. Well, I actually just found out. I thought I was going to be filming another podcast before this. It was to talk about Camp Sequoia, Color War 1996.
Color War is something I've heard about a lot since we've been married.
This is my camp gear.
Camp
as,
gear.
As close a representation as I can pull off 30 years later.
I think it's fair. This, for me, the taste of the episode, what dish does this remind me of? This episode reminded me, obviously, taking the wonderful cameos of all the people I like out. This episode, just as far as culinary goodness and what is this, how does this in the Top Chef body of work, reminded me of s'mores around the campfire because the idea is a little better than the actual food. It kind of hurts your teeth a little bit, but you're still there for it.
Yes, sure.
Like, s'mores make you a little
s'mores
ill.
S'mores tend to be underwhelming.
But they're a great idea.
Yeah, Hershey's chocolate's gross.
Well, you can talk about that forever. But I agree with you. So let's just really quick get through, but we have a lot of special guests tonight. We have a lot of guests waiting. We're very excited. We're just going to unleash them all at you at the same time because we have a lot to talk about. So we're going to kind of scooch through. I will say they did start the top of the show though with a Kevin tribute montage, a Kevintage.
Well deserved.
I mean, no one's gotten that.
No, well deserved. No, I mean, he's a class act.
He's a class act.
He's been through a lot. He's a class act. Great chef.
Great chef. Okay. So he was, yeah. I mean, even it feels like even the producers were like, oh.
Yeah,
they I just feel like I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I think they loved it. I think they loved him. They were looking forward to having him going to Europe with him.
Then they get in the cars. Do you wonder what kind of cars there are? They did a lot of shots. You probably know that they are BMWs. They were very clear about that.
I actually never heard of a BMW until this season of Top Chef.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I know everything about them.
I mean, San Pellegrino is putting up the real money, but BMW is getting a lot more shots.
They might have put up more money.
But that's like the type. Well, we digress. So they get in the car. BMW, again, to be clear. They go up to the mountain, and then we get a montage of my friends, and we'll discuss this with our friends if any of the ones who are on our show tonight were in this little montage of activités. But they didn't really unleash the boom that it's a bunch of moms yet. They just had like people doing camp things.
They might have been worried.
That's true.
Yeah.
So why?
Turns out there was backlash.
Oh, right. So for the appetizer, which is the quick fire, it's a beans challenge. Mm-hmm. Insert all your beans jokes here.
Magical fruit?
Sure.
They make you two?
That's the one. So Bush's Beans. They have Kelsey Bernard Clark, winner of last season's Top Chef, delightful human, very good sweater game, as the guest judge. And it is...
First clue wasn't summer.
They were all huddled in their sweatshirts. Also us. Also very cold. I know. It's like when they do the Christmas show where they shot in July. Hollywood. So $10,000 prize, right?
For how
do you do beans? And what are some classic things people made? And what are some not as good things people made? Quizzing you.
Gregory.
My boy Greg.
He made crunchy beans. That was pretty incredible.
Brilliant.
Did he win? No.
He did not.
He did not win, but he made crunchy beans.
Leanne made an empanada that everyone loved, and Karen made a Tuscan white bean kale soup. Here for it.
Yeah.
So easy. That was the top group of the quick fire.
Smart. Because that's
bottom times. When you make a bean burger, you want it to stick together to its friends, and it did not. Stephanie said, well, you can just kind of like eat it together if it stays. Padma, it doesn't.
I'll be honest, as a home cook.
Yes, a very good home cook.
But as a home cook, veggie burgers are one of the harder things.
Well, she was missing like, what was it? Not egg.
She needed a binding agent.
She needed a binding
agent.
Yeah,
she needed breadcrumbs or something.
Have one. She tried for the breadcrumbs. So that. Also, Brian Voltage ignored the beans and just made steak.
I mean, I think this is like
beans
the eighth or ninth time this season that he's just completely ignored the directive and said cruise food it is.
I think that cruise food is what he's sticking with, and it will work for him sometime. This time, maybe. Not this quickfire, though. And then Melissa was at the bottom. She had a rough episode, guys, and we stand Melissa.
Well, remind me what hers was.
Don't remember.
Yeah, not notable, good. Which is unusual for her.
But you know who won? Leanne. Good for her. That empanada looked very doughy, but I'm here for it. And probably it seems like the inside was delicious. And also they were impressed that she then made the dough in the time
frame. In the time frame that she had, yeah.
On the little landing.
Everyone loves an empanada.
And she's getting married, and now she has $10,000 to spend on wedding food. Irony. Guys, it's time to talk about the main challenge. We're going to talk about it for a second, and then we're going to bring in our guests. Here's what we want to talk about. Cook a brunch feast for 200 moms, two dishes each, chef testants. There's 7 of them left. 2 dishes each. Here's the real kicker. Using only camp ingredients. And I would like to talk to my friends in a second about how they feel about that. Really quick, guest judges were Kelsey Bernard Clark, kept her on, but then she wasn't really a guest judge because she wasn't at the judges table. Which,
no.
Like, did you send her home? Like, she could have stayed for that.
I mean, it was probably
she came from Alabama.
Like an hour later.
Yeah. Well, we shot for a long time, I feel like, actually. And Brooke Williamson, aka the Lady Champs, and I do like that. And they're both moms. Both
and
Kelsey
last week they
and
introduced the Stephanie, the other Lady Champ, as well.
Oh yeah, they're on a tear, on a roll. So, are you in or out on this challenge? Brunch.
Oh,
times.
I mean, I don't care what meal they're making. I just love the idea of them cooking out of the camp pantry to see how they can elevate camp food. I fucking love it. I loved it.
Oh, who said the F word first? For me, if I'm in or out on the challenge, I'm literally in the challenge. I've been waiting for just weeks to make this joke. Guys.
Writes itself.
This is the thing. You see them having their special camp time and they're ziplining and they're axe throwing and they're doing archery. And then they have a dinner party and Malarkey tells his creepy ghost stories. And then the poor chefs had to wake up, didn't know this part, at 4 a.m. to cook for us. And they got no sleep because of the loudness of the camp. They claimed it was the moms doing karaoke. Here to come in with their hot takes on false accusations of being the moms who did the karaoke, some dining tips, do's and don'ts for if you are eating Top Chef camp food, and really just to be general delights, is our mom panel of eyewitnesses, eye tasters, Sammy, Angela, Jessica, Tara, and Betsy. Ladies, please join us. Please mix it up with us. Please come to the show.
Just pop it in.
Hey. Friends, lovers. I feel like we're missing someone. Yeah, no.
I think we got everyone.
Okay,
we're here. Yeah, we're good.
Hey, guys. Friends, hey. I don't know if you're seeing us on your screen, so if I point, I feel like it won't work. But if you just wave your hand when I say your name, we've got Angela.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We've got Jessica. We've got Sammy in space. We've got Betsy. Very professional microphone setup. And we've got Tara.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Fresh bangs. Guys, first and foremost, I feel like we need to welcome you to the show. And we need to be very clear that this literally would not have happened without the magic of Tara and Jessica putting together the most unruly, probably like time-sucking, high five, long-distance high five, camp extravaganza for, let me just start with Jessica. How do you explain who we are and what we do and why we're in a mom group and what does that even mean?
I don't know that I have the authority to discuss that. No.
Oh, I see.
We're a group of internet friends who...
Yes, we are.
Some people knew each other before joining this internet group. Some people didn't.
Yeah.
We're all 940 best friends.
I think that's a good way of putting it together. And now to Tara... How did you and Jessica become the geniuses / mad evil scientists behind having to organize a weekend of craziness? And can you give us a quick background to how Top Chef came in the picture?
Yes. Well, you have Betsy to thank for the retreat in the very first place, because we were at a roller skating party for Adrian's birthday. And I was coming off of the roller skating rink floor. And Betsy said, Tara, who's going to organize the pile retreat? This was... 3 years ago. Tomorrow is Adrian's birthday. Happy birthday, Adrian. And she said, who's going to organize the pile retreat? And I said, oh, I will. And then she turned to Jessica and said, Jessica, you and Tara are organizing a pile retreat. And I think the next day we started emailing each other and organizing.
We went on that trip.
Betsy, Melissa, and Michelle were just like, hey, so you and Tara, who we didn't really know each other well.
Oh, I thought you guys did.
Knew each other. Oh, like, I knew who she was.
See?
And
everyone knows who we are. But
of course, we're 900 best friends.
Yeah. It was like, you're doing a retreat.
He knows.
And then we...
So we organized the retreat last year in 2018 at Pally. Yep. And we did it again this year. And the way Top Chef came into the picture is that the... our salesperson at Pally emailed us and said, I have some really exciting news. Top Chef is going to be filming. Well, she didn't. No, they didn't say Top Chef. They were
As
the Top Bravo cooking show.
Top Bravo cooking show. Do your best.
There are many, but this is the top.
I think it's one of the housewives. Dorinda cooks.
They never once called it Top Chef. In fact, I don't even know if they have yet to this day.
Nope.
And so we all called it the Top Bravo cooking show. And then she said they're going to be filming the same weekend that you're there. And I think basically what happened is their casting people were like, wait, what? There's going to be 200 people that will eat. We can like base a challenge around that. Yes. And they did.
And here we are to this day.
Yeah. And the timing worked out around Mother's Day. Like, oh, this is going to work. And we, Tara and I, were kind of nervous because we have a lot of production people in
I actually just kind of assumed everyone would be like, no thanks, because so many people are in the industry. People were very excited about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll ask them and we'll see. And everyone was very excited.
Yeah. Look, here, this is what happened. This was on day, let's call it day three. We took off for the mountains on Friday. Mm-hmm. We had our own karaoke night on Friday night.
That was Friday night.
Very clear about.
Just to be clear.
Saturday.
Timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, the noise was not us. We were very noisy, but we were having a talent show. So
we also were never anywhere near the part of the of Pally that they were living and socializing at. There was another group there that was in the cabins on their side of Pally, but we were secluded and by ourselves on a whole side of Pally, just that no one was near.
I mean, there were people who were up all night, but they were not up all night near the top ship.
Correct.
Exactly.
We were right. Things in hammocks that don't need to be discussed. Did anyone in this group during the day, Saturday day, creep? I think, Sammy, were you doing this with me? Did you creep on the Top Chef contestants when they were doing the zip lining and the axe throwing? Because I fully creeped, and I was, because it's All Stars, I was like, I'm going to know who they are by their body shape. And I was like, it's Jeffrey, it's Leanne, no idea. Like, I guess was guesstimating and just like, no. Did you see them over by
the- I went on one walk to try and find them, but I was unsuccessful. Well, we went back to my hammock.
Back to the hammock. So here's the first question to get, you know, to bring this all together. Show of hands. And this is no shame in this game. This is however you want to do it. Does anyone here watch Top Chef?
And for those of you who are listening and not watching, that's 3 out of 5 panels.
Thank you, podcast. But we all watched clearly this episode.
Yes.
So that's good though, because then we have a mix of people who a little bit know about the chefs going in, and all of us who got to eat things. And most importantly, coming from a selfish place, I don't eat meat. So I missed 75% of these dishes, basically, or they had to, like, Sammy was standing next to me and she's like, you're just, this is sad. Cause I'd be like, can you just give me the this part without the this? So I did not have a full, well-rounded, I stan Leanne's dishes. Same. Because I could eat them. Oh, right. And my buddy over here.
Same. I'm gluten-free. So
Angela and I were a bunch of nightmares going through.
Yeah,
that.
We were.
It was the carrots.
The carrots. I mean, we'll discuss in detail. Angela, I feel I should point out, slept below me for those two nights.
Are you
any of you psychos like me where I clocked the rooms they walked into to make sure they weren't nicer than ours?
They were not.
Same. They were totally the same.
They were not even the same.
Our
rooms were nicer.
We were in the new cabins and they were in the old cabins.
Oh, they had the ones we had last year, right?
They had the ones we had last year. That's why they were completely
suckers.
Different.
Ask your question again. I think probably
that's their bed.
What was my?
Is it a real camp?
Oh, it's a real operational camp during summertime.
For children.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
For children.
All summer long, and on the weekends they do, or on the week during the week they do camps all week, all during the week.
They have like educational camps for students, and they had when Tara and I went to visit, they were doing like stunt camp.
You guys went to visit to make sure it was good for us.
Wow,
we did.
You guys, thanks. Okay, let's get into this. Let's talk about the dishes. This is basically what we do every episode, but this is obviously a much more informed tasting among you of opinions.
We don't have to guess.
We do a segment called Nom or Not, like would you eat this dish or not? But that's, I guess, the first question. Did you all eat every dish, 14 dishes?
Great question.
And over here, yeah.
I wanted to eat them all, but Hollywood magic had it that it seemed like we all ate them, but we didn't all eat those dishes.
Because we
kept trying to get up, and then they would make us all sit down, and they would be like, don't worry, you're going to eat. And then we're like, but we want to eat because we're hungry and we're afraid we're going to miss it.
Our actual food.
We're like, no, sit down. And then they were like, we're done. Bye. Go away. And we didn't get to eat it all.
Every shot of the judges' table was Cricket Town, Ghost Town behind them because we were all standing in line.
Yeah. That's like the backstory everyone should know is that there were two sides of the line. So there were four people on this side and three on one and four on the other.
Yeah.
And they would get us up by table, and a lot of people only made it down one side and never made it to the other side. And I heard that your opinion on the dish mattered which one you went through first, because we also were there for like 3 hours waiting to eat, to taste food and waiting in line.
Yes.
And so if you got to the other side an hour and a half in, that food was not the same.
This brings me very organically to ask exactly that, which is, I don't feel like I have garbage taste, but one, 'twas hungover. Two, I totally didn't agree with the judges on many counts. Is this just me?
No.
There's a lot of questions, doesn't it?
Like, well, and I also was saying to Dave, are they like is Stephanie siding some of the better biscuits? And we'll talk about that. for the judges? Are they hoarding over here? Like, what is happening? I think it was Sammy, you and I were one of the first to go through the malarkey side and started with malarkey. And he was the first.
We were the very first.
You had a great shot. And then he also was the only chef I didn't remember from any others, because he was a long time back.
Yeah, we don't remember him.
Like, he was the only chef I didn't recognize. So I was instantly thrown off, because I was like, I love Top Chef. Who are you? Hat, aggressive, shrimp.
Memories came back after the start, but yeah, I would have been thrown too.
Yeah. But then like, as we went down, I was like, oh, love you, love you, love you. You have weird energy. Love you. Okay. So let's talk about the food really quick. This is going to be in no particular order, but I'm going
to my table was one of the first to go down the other side.
Okay, good. That's what I mean. Okay. I feel like we have then the same, like the group switch.
You know, the judges went down whenever, and we would just, they would just stop the line and let the judges go through.
They were in the beginning to get everything fresh.
So they got everything.
I don't remember. But did they go through three and then four, or did they just pop in?
They went through my side first. I was right behind them. And then they paused for a second to like film an interaction, and they had us move by. So there's not continuity with the people around them, because they kept having them talk to the contestants.
Burning question for all parties. Was Padma as beautiful as you expected her to be?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
More annoying. Beautiful, less beautiful.
Prior to
this season, I had been very much anti-Padma. Not that she's a bad person. Just anytime she would critique food, I'm like, shut up, Padma. You're not a chef.
Yes.
But now I'm very pro-Padma, because she was delightful. And not just because she was beautiful, but she was kind. She was funny. She was anti-Trump.
I will say someone in this room taught her improv.
That's me.
Whoa. Maybe the one with a professional level microphone?
I'm sorry. Yes. I have a professional microphone, and also I taught Padma improv.
Well, it's paying off.
When we were in New York, she used to come see our improv shows all the time, because a guy in my improv group, his wife, who's in the pile and was there, she was her PR.
Oh.
She was her PR rep. So she would come see our improv shows all the time, and she would sit on the front row with her then super old husband.
Well, yeah, baby daddy.
And she would repeat things that people were laughing at because he didn't hear them.
Oh no.
Wasn't it Salmon
Rush? She said that. It was very funny. Who is it?
Wasn't it?
No. It was her very old billionaire.
Salman Rushdie?
She had another.
The author. She had another guy him that was the dad of the kid.
Right.
Her love improv. So she took Betsy's class.
No judgment.
I mean, if nothing else, she's hysterical.
Thank you for that at least. Because so the shade she throws is, I mean, it's clearly a learned skill. She dishes it out. She's had episode, she was weirdly cheery. We're not sure what was going on, or if she has a new boyfriend or something like this. But this episode, she was back in form. She had things to say.
But it's like Brooke Williamson, but Padma and Brooke were like in opposition.
I don't know if they like each other.
She plays a lot of favorites.
She likes Kristen.
So, and it's very clear who she likes. And
she loves Kristen. Exactly. And actually, I think she liked Leanne. She can tell when she says goodbye, she does not give a shit that you're leaving, or if she actually cares that you're leaving. Be clear. Wait, I had one more interesting, important question, and then I don't remember it. It's gone now. Okay. Let's talk about some food. We're going to go by chef, and then we'll just kind of like, if you have something to say about it, hit us up. We're going to start with Melissa. Melissa is Dave and I's favorite.
Pink hair?
No, that's Karen.
Short.
Which we'll talk about.
Blonde hair.
Or black hair.
Black hair. What? Backwards baseball hat when we were there. Very awesome.
The energy. Salad.
The kanji?
Kanji and salad.
Okay.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Her food has been top level. And then here's what we didn't know going in. Two things that I think are very important to mention. One, the issue. The episode before this was Restaurant Wars, which is brutal. It's the worst episode. The chefs are literally battling to the death. They like the guy.
Literally?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, though. Usually not.
The guy who went home last week was a favorite. He was probably one of the best chefs, and it was just like a really rough episode for them all.
And he was killed.
Like, not a lot. They came right off
with a machete.
And then he died.
So it was rough stuff.
Grab your knives and go.
They were like, yeah, he had to pack his knives, and then he left. And it was, they were tired for sure. And then, did you guys know that they were cooking with only the camp ingredients? Did Top Bravo Cooking Show tell you that? I didn't know that.
We didn't know that. I was shocked.
I just assumed that was the deal.
Angela, did you tell me that when we were there?
I sat next to you. I feel like we knew that. Yeah.
We did?
I feel like we knew that.
I feel like I forgot that part. And it made more sense than I thought. I sat next to you
and I knew.
You did?
You totally knew that.
I guess
yeah, we were at the same table too.
Yeah, we were all the same table.
I'm sure we just
yeah, I read my notes more thoroughly, but that's not really accurate.
What's not accurate?
But I would have read an email more thoroughly than you.
It's true, actually. Oh, I'm sorry. I remembered my other question for you guys. Did you have any guidance as to choosing your outfits for that show that day?
In his defense, a lot of people were like, what should we wear? What should we wear? The producer. And he said, basically dress like you're going to a Sunday brunch. And I mentioned jewel tones.
And we were all like, Sunday brunch?
And I responded,
what are you going to wear to Sunday brunch?
I know.
All the people in jewel tones stuck out. Like, I remember Jen McCreary's sweater. Like, you just...
Talia was in a jewel tone. She got multiple shots.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
she had lines.
Or were they favoring the jewel tones? Maybe. You be the judge.
I did respond and say, I'm not going to F with you, John. This really isn't our vibe. I was like, not that kind of weekend.
Your pajamas. Thank you.
And this is not for the internet's consumption because I should be doing better making my own show than this, but this is the screen grab that a bunch of my coworkers sent me of myself coming in very hungover in sunglasses.
But like a boss.
Indoors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my children at work are like, were you hungover?
We were outside for a while waiting.
Thank you, Jessica Glassberg. Yes, thank you.
Also, we were there to have the time of our lives, and the show was just a cherry on the Sunday of that weekend.
Yes, Betsy. But
getting all dressed and in a jewel tone to come to this show was like, that part was actually kind of a pain in the butt, but it was exciting to be on the show.
And the food. But we actually had food. It was a meal. Okay.
So and the Prosecco was amazing.
Good. They did not give us the like bottom shelf of the
liquor
store. No cooks for us. We're better than that.
Bottomless. Pellegrino on every table. And, you know, there was a nice little bucket of perfection.
Just, they plied us with the champers. They knew they had to make us happy.
Yeah.
Because Melissa did a grapefruit salad and a ham congee. Grapefruit congee. Anyone here eat the congee?
I ate the congee. It was very ham forward. And I remember really liking it because it was hammy, which I guess she got like docked points because it was hammy.
Yeah, I've never heard complaints about being too hammy.
You have too much of the thing it's about?
That's it. I think they had to find things wrong with it because the salad was so sad.
It was sad.
Like they needed to be like, it was just, you really did a bad job. So.
And she's so
there was too much ham. But that congee was good. I liked it.
That was spicy. I liked it. It had a very spicy dollop in it that was really spicy.
Yeah, I'm glad that
I agree. Too much ham. I do not like ham, so I ate all the goop around the ham.
You are
delicious.
That's from Arkansas. Who doesn't like ham?
I just don't like it much. But I liked the oatmeal or the cream or whatever it was in.
It was like grits or something.
Like a grits or something or a cream of wheat. It was rice porridge.
I was like, a ham grit. This is great.
Is that what congee is? Is that referring to the grits part?
Yes.
I think it's like the rice that's been cooked for a longer time.
Right. It kind of breaks down and becomes creamy. Like a porridge. She's amazing. She did a bad thing. It happens. Speaking of salads that are also not great, dude, who here had Jeffrey's? I love Jeffrey. Can't be clear enough about our favorites are Jeffrey and Melissa.
His name is Gregory.
Oh, I call him Jeffrey. They're like all
I was like, I don't know who they are, and I still don't know who they are.
All week, and this is what I get to drink on Fridays. This is
and another drink.
The ice is already melted.
I won't mention this was the second time.
You're what, such a Karen.
Guys, Jeffrey.
Karen, you had ice in your wine?
Look, we didn't have enough time to chill. We're trying to get a sponsorship of Thoxin. Whenever you'd like to send us free wine, we're running out. Please give it to us. Thank you.
We're desperate.
We're desties.
Looks like she's classy. I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. And this says, welcome to the chicha. Gregory's fruit salad. Even in line, even hungover, even so hungry. I, in my head, remember going, so fruit salad.
But it was just fruit. It was just fruit.
Where's the jalapeno zhuzh he talked about? I got nothing.
Mine was too spicy. We went later too. So wait, Tara, how was yours was too spicy? Or mine was too spicy.
No, it was just fruit. I mean, it was just, you know.
fruit. And I had Gregory's and Melissa's, as we all did. They were next to each other. It was like back to back.
Were you guys, are you guys under NDA of any sort?
We were, right? Like,
he has the mind of a lawyer.
We had to sign it. We had to sign paperwork.
Not that you said anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have
our names are all Karen. Look us up. Karen.
Karen.
Let me just change my name.
I have a question that might cause you to violate your NDA. So far, so good. Everyone's doing a great job. But I will not
ask. You gotta bring us down, babe.
But I will not ask the question.
Where does Padma live? Is that the question?
Somewhere in Manhattan, it looks like.
Wait, but we want to know the question at least, even if we can't answer it.
Right.
Yes. Oh, crap. We really, maybe we did sign an NDA.
I mean, we did, but I thought it was
definitely did.
This just for before the show
aired.
Yeah, not for ass. We weren't like, don't ever talk about the show or we'll kill you.
Okay, I'm reining it back in. Guys, first of all, there's only 4 people watching this right now, and there's 6 of us, so you did the math.
One might be 400 of us at the
room. Two of you. Turn on your other computers, please.
Yeah, why aren't your phones beaming into our YouTube web?
Wait, what's the question? I want to know.
It's really less exciting than the way that I set it up.
Is it about how good of a kisser each of them is? Because I'll answer it. I don't care.
No, there were no surprise. There was no surprises there. That was
Jeffrey is a good kisser.
Thank you.
Yeah, Melissa looks like a good kisser.
No, you said Karen was by far the best.
Oh, it was Karen. I think we can get, first of all, we have some comments going on. Everyone agrees in our forum about the crunchy beans. So good on that, Sammy. I do want to get to the Karen, the elephant in the room named Karen. And I don't mean the chef Karen. I want to get to that. But let's just run through the rest of the dishes really quick.
Yeah.
To the actual Karen, corn cakes with feta. I remember loving those.
Oh my God.
I remember loving those too.
I remember.
Oh, good.
Really good.
Delicious.
Could not eat them.
Some sort of white corn grits with pork. Didn't eat it. What's that? Pink hair. Remember her other dish?
I remember eating grits and loving them.
Yeah. Yes, the grits were good.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I think I just got the grits. That makes sense in my
set.
But
the grits are different from the congee, right?
Yeah.
Yes. They are. There were two.
I got off Gregory before we finished. That fruit salad, we're all whatever. I don't understand. He made a mushroom spinach tomato dish. And from my recollection, and again, he was on the second part that Angela and Sammy and I went through. So we maybe got bottom of the trough. That was disgusting.
Not good. I love him too. Like I love him. I wanted to love his food because I love him. I root for him. It was not good.
Jeffrey.
It was old. It was like an omelet.
Jeffrey Gregory.
I know.
Gregory.
Karen knows what she's talking about.
Karen.
It was like an album.
God damn it, Karen.
It's an incredible coincidence that all 5 ladies that you brought on all have the name Karen.
Oh, if you're a mom and a woman of, you know, a certain ilk in 2020, and you just like enjoy yourself and go out with your friends, you are a Karen, as it turns out, which is a word slung at us with derogatoriness, but we are taking it back. And if you look at all of our names, we're all Karens here.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more proud to be married to a Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
OG Karen. Real quick, let's rip through the rest of this food. Stephanie, does anyone want to talk about biscuits?
Y'all, I loved that biscuit. And it was one of the first things I had. So maybe if it sat there for 2 hours before you ate it, it might have gotten weird. But that was my hands down favorite thing.
How many people here's favorite thing was the biscuit? Okay, we're going to go around and do biscuits in a second. Biscuit with bacon banana jam. So I assume, Tara, you had said banana bacon jam.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to you?
People like it more than I do. I don't care for making bacon sweet.
I remember her other dish, which was a breakfast salad, which sounds weird, but that one was actually good.
That was my other favorite. I loved it.
Right?
Which one? Did it have sweet potatoes in it?
Yeah.
Yes. And it was awesome. Like the avocado smushed over everything. So it did not look pretty. And as Dave always says, you do eat with your eyes. I mean, everyone says this, but you always like to say that.
I like to remind people.
It didn't look great. Whatever. But again, I feel like I was coming at this from a hungover, give me food angle.
Yeah.
Which is why those corn cakes hit the spot, which takes me to my personal favorite, and I don't know, again, it's probably because I was the only person I could eat both of her dishes, the coffee donuts and the berry clouffouté from Leanne. They were good. Am I crazy? Okay.
I remember really liking that berry thing.
Sammy?
I don't remember the donuts, but upon watching the episode,
you don't remember donuts?
I was very critical of the donuts.
You had a lot of
apparently I did not like the donuts. I don't remember, but I guess I thought they were very dry and needed to tell Padma that.
You did. Well, I think you were just very excited to have an opinion to tell her. And honestly, you were on the side of the judges. They all thought that.
They were with me. And I feel bad because I like Leanne. I did feel now in retrospect.
You might have gone to camp together.
Yeah, they might have been in camp at the same time.
Jessica, what did you exactly say? What did you say about the donuts exactly?
Exactly, I don't know because I was trying to take pictures and we were all zooming. But I said they were very dry.
Oh. Were they dry, Sammy? You liked them too. You and I like went to town on that, but that was the second side.
I was excited about the donuts. I was excited that there was a donut on my plate and I was like waiting for it. And then when I had it, I was like,
yeah. I saved it for last because I was like, oh my gosh, there's a homemade donut that she fried right in front of me. Yeah. And then I didn't finish it.
Well, shit. Fine. Last to talk about. Oh no, I skipped over. I skipped over Voltaggio.
Yeah.
Malarkey. Again, as stated, Angela, Sammy, and I were just affronted with him and his jaunty cap. He was just doing this whole like thing at the beginning, and he had some sort of steak thing and some sort of shrimp thing, and I couldn't eat either of them. And that maybe was fine.
Because shrimp had chorizo.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. He was like spicy shrimp and chorizo, like porridge or whatever he called it.
Stew.
And I was so excited because chorizo and shrimp together sounds awesome. Top chef. This guy knows what he's
doing.
First
thing you're putting in your
mouth. And I ate it and I was like, with Brooke Williamson, like these shrimp are overcooked. It was like mealy and not bueno.
It was not good. The steak and potatoes was amazing.
I love
really?
It.
Can Great. We also talk about the reason that that line was so slow is because he was literally assembling tiny bowls of things, slicing the steak, putting toppings on it, and handing you like three bowls onto your tray.
He wasn't the only one.
He was not the only one, but he was so slow.
I know.
I had to figure out a way to balance all the things. Like I used a bowl to balance a bowl to like hold the plate. Like I was doing my old waitress tricks to try to like get all the food because I wanted all the food.
I remember the steak not being consistently cooked. Like we brought it back to our table and everyone was like, oh, I prefer it medium rare, which is how it should be served.
Dude, a PA just cut that steak for me after everyone left and I ate it like a hobo.
Wait, back it up. Well, you got a to-go container? What's going on with the swan?
No, just everyone left and then and I was like, hey, PA, can I have that meat? And he was like, all right. And he cut it and put it on my plate.
Nope.
But I have to say, the vanity of those chefs took precedence over the enjoyment of the people eating, which isn't right.
This is what I'm gonna say, and I don't watch Top Chef, so at full disclosure,
thank you for caveating. Yes,
I was really shocked that part of the challenge was not to feed 200 people in a specific amount of time. Instead, it was make amazing food, I guess, make as amazing food as you can out of this kitchen, and then do whatever you want with it. As long as the judges get to taste it, because we like so many people were in line for an hour while they carefully sprinkled the things in a tiny bowl. It was just outlandish.
It brings us to Brian Voltaggio.
Bravo Top Cooking Show.
I know. It brings us to Brian Voltaggio. Bless him, this champion that he is, and we'll talk about what he made, but like he used tweezers the end. Goodbye. There was 100 people in line, tweezers the end. That being said, let's talk about it. Some sort of, I can give you the exact actual rundown of what he made.
I'm real quick with tweezers just to say it.
This is fair. And I think it's fair for all of us.
It was coriander,
coriander roasted carrots with salsa verde, potato shallot cake, Gruyere fondue, and bacon, braised bacon gravy. To the carrots, we will start.
Everybody was freaking out about the carrots. They did not do justice to the way that people were freaking out about the carrots.
I know.
I've never eaten something like that at a breakfast in my life, or any meal, really.
There was granola sprinkled.
There were granola in the carrots, and I was like, this is disgusting. What is this thing in front of me? And then I put it in my mouth, and I was like, okay.
Correct.
I think because the expectations were so low of like,
yes.
Oh, these are carrots. And then it was also, we were on that side first, so it was like the first
okay.
thing. Our group ate because we're like, I guess we'll start with the carrots. I don't know. And then we're like, oh,
yes.
You guys, I'm not kidding. If you had been in that room and you had not gone on that side, it was like the first person ate a bite of carrots, the carrots, the carrots, the carrots. And the room was like the word carrots was just spread like a fog around the room. It was incredible.
So I guess I do a take back, because that is the judge's favorite. He did kill it. And this is what Dave and I always talk about. Please tell them how we describe Brian Vitaggio's food.
Cruise ship food.
But sometimes when you're in a mountain and you have a pantry of two ingredients, your cruise ship food will win, because to me, his food, and again, I only ate 50% of it, so I want to hear what you guys thought of the other part of it. Oh. That was the best food there because it was the most top chef food. Like that was the most, a chef who was innovative, took something,
elevated,
made it better.
Basic.
Yeah.
Ingredient.
I was shocked.
Colicchio was like all up in his balls about it. Like he was like, oh, he like took these like stock carrots.
Stock carrots
and he made it into something so wonderful.
He loves all his restaurants.
He does. He loves carrots. Dave has an encyclopedic knowledge of everything Tom Colicchio has ever said, done, or thought. And he loves carrots.
He loves marijuana and carrots.
And he hates like,
and mushrooms.
Correct. He's always literally constantly high. And it is at judge's table, he is high.
Oh, and he doesn't like spicy things, which is weird.
Yeah, shut up about that.
Okay, that's not that weird. Just saying.
Friend, what is up with the potato shallot cake?
Okay, Karen.
Karen? Potato shallot cake, Gruyere fondue, braised bacon.
It was on time. It was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Delicious. Potato cake was crispy.
I don't remember. It was just good. It was bacon. It was bacon and potatoes. I mean, it was hash browns and bacon. What do you want?
We need to talk
about bacon.
I think I don't know. Was the bacon crispy? This is a disgusting conversation.
No, because it was like more like a pork belly. And so I have to say that strike me down, but I liked Malarkey steak and potatoes better than that.
The potatoes on the steak and potatoes were better than the other potatoes.
They were
sure.
Like fried in butter. They were so good. You couldn't not like them. It was like so decadent.
It was good.
Just exactly what you needed, like with a hangover and a glass of champagne.
It was the best thing I had.
What was?
It was the best thing.
As much as I was excited by the carrots and surprised, I was that much disappointed by the pork belly. I was like, ooh, pork belly, yummy. Am I? No.
Oh, why? Did you get a bad piece? And it's like a very.
I don't know, but we got it first because, again, it was that first one. And it was kind of like mush on mush.
Yeah. That's what it kind of felt like. Crispy. That's why I wanted the potato was crispy.
I liked it, but I love the steak and potatoes too.
What do you guys
I did
think
not that? Like that shrimp thing, but that steak and potatoes was nice.
I have a bit of a scale question.
Well, I have a question too. Go ahead.
Sure, go ahead. Well, it might not be time. We can maybe save it for the end. But I want to know, do we think that these differences in your takes on the dishes is just objective or subjective differences? Or do we think that there's something
objective
judging?
What do you mean?
In other words, are some of the things that may have won, there's a consensus that they weren't very good.
Yes. Mm.
I think it was timing too.
Timing.
Get it at the beginning of the day or the end of the day.
Betsy. Yes. Yes. May I say?
Please.
Two things. So one, it was weird to watch them talk about things that I thought were delicious. And then they're like, it's garbage.
Totally.
But part of it is that they're like, trained, they've got fancy mouths and they know what fancy things are tasting like, and they write magazines and cookbooks and crap, so fair. But then the other thing is they do have producers, I think, that they probably have to speak to, and at the end of the day they are making a TV show, and they probably have to keep people that make for good TV, right?
That is not real.
Reality TV is not real.
What did you guys think about the lack of eggs at a brunch soiree? It was noted.
I was stoked. I don't like eggs. And I was like, we're going to go to brunch and I'm not going to be able to eat anything. And I was so happy.
I'm confused how I've known you for 10 years and don't understand that you don't like eggs. I think
I don't like them. I like them baked into a cake. Sam, I am.
Yeah. I remember this. Angela, what was your take on no eggs as a glutard like myself? Like, we need eggs.
I was a little disappointed because I could only eat like a quarter of the things that were served. Right. And so I was a little disappointed about the lack of eggs.
We're going to do a quick rapid fire. I want everyone, I'll call you out. Just blurt out your favorite of everything. Not the person, like what dish is your favorite? Starting with Angela.
Steak and potatoes.
Okay. Jessica.
Carrots.
Sammy.
Steak and potatoes, but carrots also.
Hearts. Betsy.
Two votes.
I can't remember. I think I like most of it.
It was the donut, Betsy.
It was the PA who gave her the
sign. Okay, it was the PA. And Tara.
The biscuit.
Biscuit. She stands
so biscuit. Jealous of the biscuit.
There was no consensus. Jealous. The judges had a hard job.
I think they did have a hard job. And look, this is a episode, or this is a season that started with 15 chefs, and we're down to 7. So, like, I get it. It is
all-stars.
Like a thing.
They're all stars.
And they're all stars. Yes. Okay, we get it. Okay. Real quick, let's get to the elimination. Let's talk about what the people think, what they don't think. The top group, per the judges, knowing that there's a lot of things involved, was Brian. Okay. Cruise food, but like good and carrots.
Carrots. Wait, really?
Is the one with a hat like, or no hat?
No hat. The tattoos.
Oh, I do want to actually ask about that really quick. What do you think of how the show basically created a mini segment out of like the moms were all swooning over Brian Voltaggio? Did anyone hear? Raise your hand if you swooned over Brian Voltaggio.
My take is that they'll settle for Brian because Michael wasn't there.
Correct.
Well, by the time we got to him, everyone was like, stop talking to everybody and just serve the food.
Yeah, shut up and like cut that thing.
Sweaty and stressed.
So sweaty.
He was sweaty and stressed.
Actually,
the women were cool and confident and had their stuff under control.
Who was standing next
and
to him?
The men were sweaty and stressed.
Thank who had the corn cake?
Oh, Karen.
Yeah, and then Stephanie's the one who had the hash.
Yes.
They were so friendly. And so they talked to you and kept you moving at the same time.
Well, a little bit better multitasking. Yes, it was, look, it was, you know, good. And Karen's
Were people swooning about him? I don't remember. I think your husband is right. Like maybe
it was one cut. That's how they cut it. Like somebody was like,
yeah, we're rooting for you. As reality TV producers, you know how you can force a moment.
I mean, yes.
People
fine.
Recognized him. I think he might be one of the more recognizable ones. People are like, that guy. Not like
Michael's big brother.
Yeah, well, exactly. Turns out there's a third one and she's a patriot.
Oh, somebody's swooning over Michael over
the
there.
The winner, though, of our entire thing was Brian Dadlaugh Voltaggio, Brian Hardtop Voltaggio. And you know what? Yeah, you win. That's fine, right? He wins. He didn't win money.
We love the carrots. As Tara said, there was a wave of the carrots.
He elevated the carrots.
So when you were saying the carrots, I thought you were saying the Karens, which took me to the other thing I wanted to talk about, which is obviously the episode comes out and a lot of people feel a certain way about, I don't know why, a bunch of moms going on a mom retreat. I think it's a easy joke. I think it's a easy thing for people to, I don't know, like, make jokes about. People love assigning an entire group of people a name, but I do want to say, without getting too political, if you assigned, I don't know, any other group of any people any name, you'd get shredded. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. You can't do it. So I don't know. I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but I think it's interesting that we've had many discussions ourselves today and yesterday about that. And I sent you guys this other thing where it was like a person on a podcast being like, oh, a bunch of moms, like, is it because it's an easy target? Is there weird, like, sort of like latent jealousy of a group of women who are lifting each other up and doing constructive things in the world? Like, what is happening? Please tell me if you'd like.
Well, we're supposed to be like, tearing each other down, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, as women,
you see
we're
moms
supposed
and brunch. It's like, oh, that's of course what they're supposed to be
Joel
doing.
Times. Yeah.
Oh, they're eating bonbons and going out for brunch together. That's all they do. Why aren't they not home with their kids? Like,
yeah.
Because we're home with their kids all the time.
All the time.
I think that if you... I think that if you stop to acknowledge the power and the almighty awesomeness of motherhood, then the entire paradigm of power on the planet would shift. And so the people in power can't bring themselves to do that. So instead they have to be snarky and rude and mean about the people that they know created and should own them.
Yeah.
Pretty much that.
Well said.
Yeah.
Oh, Karen, well, did you go to college?
Karen, were you a lit major? side note, but I just wonder if anyone had this experience. This human man took our kids to a restaurant that weekend, that very weekend we were shooting Top Chef. And please tell them.
I will not name the restaurant because I love the restaurant. Our children love the restaurant. But the entire meal, they multiple staff members asked so is anyone else coming? Is your wife coming?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Can I do anything to help you?
Other diners were congratulating him for being at a meal with two children.
Like, thanks for being such a great dad.
Metal.
You are a great dad. I know
that. Kids parent.
Wait, thank you. When you guys go out with your kids, do people ask if you're okay? Ask where your husband is and make sure you're good.
What do they say? You've got your hands full.
Oh my God, I was there. Same.
Agreed. They say the days are long, but the years are short.
And I say my neck is long, but I'm short.
In definitely. Fairness, that is true. That's exactly
so true. And
did you feel offended? I feel offended for you that people would just assume that you are such an idiot that you couldn't go in public with your children.
He said the whole meal they kept looking for me. Yeah. I was at Pally.
With Pat
and you guys.
With me.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
She's several hundred miles away. As badly as I want her to be here,
I mean, hundreds
it's just
miles.
Not going to happen tonight.
Let's quickly talk about other, you know, look, you guys, being in this group has been truly one of the actual best things of my life and has truly made parenting completely doable. And I know Dave will vouch for that too, because he has seen me at many points over this, what's now been a 4-year journey for us and has been longer for some of you guys. Like, this is it. Like, this is the real deal. So we laugh to the Karen haters. And I think we all wear the badge of Karen proudly because, like, fine, great.
Yes,
try to come
call me Karen if that's what makes you okay.
Correct.
Because I'm over here doing real good.
Yeah.
But also, right. Like, it's worth pointing out that we were called Karen by a white man who is co-opting the language of not, like, stealing right, like, language that doesn't belong to him.
A bro. So, like, that bro, that dude.
I agree. And we were called Lisa's and Linda's, and the other thing I sent you, by someone who is in the LGBTQ community. Which is
stealing from Pauly Shore? Because Pauly Shore is the one who was calling girls Lisa's back in the 80s, because we ain't young.
Also, I was going to say, quick note.
Speak for yourself.
My mom and Karen, like, the generation above us is Karen's and Lisa's and Linda's. We're the Heathers and the Melissa's and the Jessica's and the Sammy's. Like, everyone's
bless you, Jessica.
Also, like, not for nothing, we have, like, plenty of queer moms in our group.
That's
so
exactly what
you
I
don't
said.
Have to be a straight,
a good chunk of
queer
us
moms.
LGBTQ.
But I'm saying, referring to the Lisa and Linda people who were like, oh, this is clear. Like, you're the one being myopic about who you're looking at. So.
That's why I was stunned by the ignorance. Let's talk about other people who are stunned. The bottom group was Leanne, Melissa, I don't accept it, and Malarkey.
You hated her food, but you don't accept her being in the bottom.
Because I have a problem with, I do a cumulative judging in my head and I'm like, she is top notch. She had a bad week. She cut that grapefruit.
Didn't she win the first thing?
She
won the beans.
Yeah, she won the beans.
No, she won the beans.
She's objectively one of the two best on the show, but she had her by far.
She had a bad week. Everyone's had a bad week. But yes, the ultimate loser was Leanne. She went bye-bye time.
Excuse me.
Can we just talk for a second about Leanne being a new mom and being the one that got eliminated on the Mother's Day show?
Thank you.
I was in Bitches Like Fruit Salad, which Dave told me was a joke, but I was in a very overly sensitive mood by then. No, Leanne said that.
I don't know, guys. Bitches love fruit salad.
Wait, she said that?
I didn't like that. And I watched it. I rewound it because I was like, did I hear that right?
Correct. We rewound it 3 times because there's a 3-year-old just screaming in my ear. I have so many questions. I can't hold them in. And I was like, we'll hold you outside.
I love that 3-year-old.
The real loser of the episode, I would say, were the eggs. But the real winners of the episode were us.
Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
No, congratulations.
I can't wait to get my $10,000 check.
Thank you. BMW is sending you a check.
But you know they take half the taxes out, though.
I do.
I'm cool with half the taxes out if I get that money.
5 G's would be real nice right about now.
I think
you're
sending us each a jewel tone BMW though, but it looks like a gold
skate. You guys, the product placement was really amazing.
It's a Pellegrino
was
bottle.
It? Oh yeah.
Wait, the
product placement was amazing all throughout the episode when they cooked their own dinner that night and they were like, I really love sausages. An Archer Farm meat. I was like, or whatever it was.
All I could think when they were having their own dinner was like, why didn't we get that food?
I know.
Get that dinner. Like, that's all I want in life. That's like.
Last production nugget I'll say too is outside the entrance to where we ate was the recreation tent where they took the dishes and took the beautiful photos of them that are like the slow-mo. Mm. And I just stood out there like, because I wanted to see if they were going to mess with them and if they're going to change
them.
When was
that happening? I didn't even know
you
left.
When you walked up the stairs, it was right there.
That's your like producer eye.
Yeah. People legally, they can't do that.
They can't judge it, but like things don't look good when they're congealed. Anyway, you guys.
I should tell you, we are 100% the reason they had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning because we had a hard out.
Oh, yeah.
And we were really, really forceful about our hard out.
Like there is a bus that is coming at 12:30.
Not running down the mountain.
We need to be on said bus, so you better be done cooking.
Remember how bad
they still make everyone like an hour late?
No, they didn't. They actually ended much earlier than they had to end.
Because
they started earlier than they originally were going to start.
Oh, did they? Also, food and we're rowdy.
Just to say it, our hard out was the reason that I didn't try some of the foods.
Ew.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Copy that.
You guys, sorry about that.
So close. Like, Anne's table and my table were the like next to where the food was. So we got to eat everything.
Don't you guys feel like the fact that there were 200 of us there made no difference to the challenge at all? It was just like cook some food in this kitchen and serve it to these people.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, I was before really disappointed in that.
Yeah, before the challenge, they were like
last to really judge how that food was.
I agree.
Like it made me, I have to say this, it made me appreciate what Pally does three times a day by feeding hundreds and hundreds of people what's basically like actually decent food that we can all serve ourselves and be in and out of there in half an hour. And we were only one group there. Like they have two full kitchens and we were only in one of them. They have two dining halls and they feed like, I don't know, they could feed 1,000 people in a day, like three times a day. That's intense.
They may not make like life-changing carrots, but they make really good food. Yes.
And we ate it happily.
And they accommodate the gluten-free people.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And the people who don't eat meat, such as myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone has enough food to eat in a timely manner. It's kind of incredible.
Bringing back to hard outs, we also have a hard out. So I want to say,
we do.
Thank you. Well, sadly, yes. The internet seems like it goes on forever, but our we cannot. But I want to say a thank you, as does my bandana clad husband, for joining us. I've literally been looking forward to this episode
9 weeks
the whole time.
Yeah.
And
also the first episode I got to watch where I didn't know who was going home because the last 8 episodes, I was like, they're not there at Pally. They're not there at Pally. They're not there at Pally. Enjoyable all around. I love you all. I appreciate you all.
We love you. Thank
you. Long distance high fives. Long distance high fives. Thank you for joining us, ladies. Karen. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Jeff's kiss to you all.
Thanks for having us. This is a lot of fun.
Loves yous. Bye.
Bye.
Nice. So let's move on to, you know, the flavor of next week of what are we going to cook next week? What is happening? What is headed our way on
what is headed
six,
our way?
Top six contestants.
This is it. We're getting close to the finals.
I know. So basically,
every year they seem to take more.
I know. Oh, everyone, you can leave.
Yeah. Bye. We'll take it from here.
What if we want to stay?
Oh my God. Karen is staying and she will not leave. Well, I'll just tell you guys. Next week is a very bonkers challenge where they basically have to cook a 6-course progressive Japanese meal. Aggressive.
Which is insane.
Oh, wow.
But like are being judged harshly, where I do think one judge literally says, what the shell? No, she gets a piece of shell. She's pissed about it.
Yeah, watch your shell.
Yeah, watch your shelf. It's not good. So basically,
watch your shelf.
We want everyone to subscribe to our channel, our YouTube channel. We say thank you to everyone. We can't wait to see you all next week. Betsy Stover does not know how to you know what? Don't leave. Stay. These are the deep cuts crew.
We live here now.
Arigato is what we'll say to our viewers. And we'll say thank you. We'll say we can't wait to see you next week. Watch Last Chance Kitchen if you haven't. Subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Give us 5 stars. We love you all.
See you next week. We live in Zoom now.
Yeah, we live in Zoom now. Goodbye, friends.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.